Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, ticker time here on 1080 The Fan, and we head north to Seattle where Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, it's an interesting standpoint where they're at of contract extension and what the future holds for the Hawks. So joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild hotline for the Daily Ticker is Brady Henderson, ESPN.com, Seahawk reporter. You can catch his work at ESPN.com. Brady, thanks for joining us here in the 503, man. I'll just start with the Russell Wilson stuff. What's the deadline for, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. And that is sort of the question that I've been asking myself quite a bit. And it's hard to make sense of why Wilson's side would want such an early deadline. You know, go back to last time in 2015. You know, the deadline then was the start of training camp, so July 31st. And you could understand why they would want to institute a deadline. You know, Wilson wouldn't want the distraction going into training camp, knowing that the season was, you know, 5 weeks away at that point. It's a little less clear why he would set such an early deadline this time. Now, you know, that deadline coincides with the start of their off-season program. So, you know, ostensibly he wants to have that taken care of before he gets back to work. But that's just such an early deadline, especially compared to last time. And it's an early deadline compared to, you know, when we hear about deadlines for quarterbacks or other players, it's typically not in April. And it's just, the timing is interesting because it's right before the draft. I don't think that causes as much of a logistical problem as you might think. I mean, yes, that front office is going to be consumed with draft preparation, but, you know, John Schneider doesn't really handle their contract negotiations. That's Matt Thomas, who's their vice president of football administration. He's their cap guy and their contract guy. He's not going to be doing draft prep. So, you know, logistically they could handle this, you know, being that it's up against the draft, but you are talking about at this point only what, 11 days left. And this is a pretty big deal that has to come together.
Well, and I've been scoffing at the notion now for a couple of weeks, and it continues to be brought up, especially now with this deadline. So I want to ask you about it because you're more plugged in than I am. I don't think there's any chance that he's not a Seattle Seahawk. I like trading him and all that stuff. Coward floated out there. I'm not putting any stock in it. So I'll ask you, what are the chances, the percentage chance that Russell Wilson is in a non-Seattle Seahawk uniform, say, a year from now?
Oh, gosh, probably 5%, 8%, you know, I would say under 10%. And, you know, you do have to account for that possibility because it sounds wild, right? And it sounds so far-fetched, but you would have said the same thing about the Steelers trading Antonio Brown, the most productive receiver in the NFL. You would have said the same thing about the Giants trading Odell Beckham Jr. a year after they gave him this record contract. So you can't rule out the possibility. And, you know, if they feel like it's such a stalemate, and if, you know, maybe some team comes away and offers you 3 first round picks, and maybe you're in love with the quarterback. So, you know, there's so many maybes there. I mean, it's worth throwing out there and at least acknowledging the possibility. I don't think it's likely. And, you know, I wondered if maybe the timing of the deadline, you know, maybe Wilson's side is saying, hey, look, if there's nothing happening, if there's nothing cooking by April 15th, here's 10 days to try to work something out. You know, I imagine that it's something like that would take a lot longer than 10 days. You're talking about working out a trade with another team for that much draft capital. And then, by the way, that team is going to want to have a deal in place with Russell. So it goes back to it's hard to imagine. It's hard to really wrap your head around why there is that April 15th deadline.
Yeah, Brady Henderson, our guest, ESPN.com. We're getting the latest on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who are at kind of a crossroads. Do they get the contract this year? Does he get tagged? What does the future hold? He has a deadline for April 15th. You can find Brady's work at ESPN.com. Continuing on that, though, the notion of trading Russell Wilson, you know, I might not buy that. I hear your reasoning on it of, well, if you get X amount in a package, it's hard to pass stuff like that up. But I would argue, too, how often do you find true Super Bowl winning, playoff leading caliber franchise quarterbacks? I think that's tough. How much do you think plays into the Pete Carroll age factor, too? And I know he's a younger-ish 68 guy, but 68 is still up there in the age ladder. Does he want to be around for another rebuild and trying to find another quarterback?
Yeah, that's certainly something that would be a consideration there. I mean, I don't think Pete Carroll is ready to retire as much as people want to think that he's ready to retire. I mean, he is, you know, getting up there in age, but I don't think that he is as close to the end of the line as we might think that he is. And you know, back to the Wilson conversation, you know, whether you're talking about the possibility of a trade or a deal not getting done. You know, I think it's important to keep in mind, like, this isn't so much about the Seahawks, you know, having any sort of doubts about whether Russell is the guy or anything like that. I think I think if this deal doesn't get done, it's going to be because they are not willing to go to a certain point because they worry about how sustainable that is, right? How sustainable it is to pay your quarterback at the very top of the market and then some, while also fielding, you know, a championship caliber team, especially when you look at who else they need to lock up. Bobby Wagner, Frank Clark, Jaron Reed, another guy coming off a 10.5 sack season. And if they were to do a deal with him right now, you know, that would be another $10+ million deal. So, you know, you've seen, if you're the Seahawks, you've seen what you can do when you have a quarterback who's not making, you know, any money other than, you know, a cheap rookie contract. And, you know, so you see the benefit, then you also realize that you're sort of asking, you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle there, because what are the chances you're going to find, you know, even if you're picking a guy in the first round, what are the chances you're going to find a Russell Wilson? So to me, it's not about the Seahawks doubting that Russell is the guy. It's doubting if they can continue to compete if they pay him at that level.
Yeah, that's really the new modern era problem with the league, is just trying to find a way to piece that together with a big quarterback contract. And the new model is really just a guy on a rookie deal and put a lot of talent around him. And that's how Seattle did win their Super Bowl. Looking at their cap situation, because this roster has been overhauled a bit here the last couple of years, some big name guys and some big time contracts, both leaving via trade or free agency or retirement. So where are they at cap wise right now? How does, let's play the hybrid. He gets close to $40 million or $40 million annually in a salary. If he gets something like that, they get the deal done. How does it fit into their cap? And then maybe who's a casualty that they'll have to let go or won't be able to re-sign and retain because of a Wilson deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe one of those guys that I just mentioned. And, you know, as far as their current cap space, you know, I think it's like 14 million in that neighborhood. But, you know, if you do a deal with Russell Wilson, who's already scheduled to count, 23 million against the cap right now, and you could actually lower that cap number and you know, end up creating more space. Now you'd have to pay for it on the back end, of course. But I think that, you know, I don't know how much precedent there is, if any precedent, for a team paying its quarterback $34+ million, its middle linebacker $17+ million, its defensive end $20+ million. So if you get it, so basically I'm saying I don't know if it's feasible to do all three of those guys. And, you know, a benefit to doing to getting Wilson done sooner rather than later is, look, it's going to be hard enough to extend all three of those guys in one offseason. It's going to be even harder if Wilson drags out, because that's the one that ideally you'd get done first and then you'd move on to the other one. All right. So the sooner you get that done, the better.
Now, Brady, I'll get you out of here on this one, man. I want you to get to that $10 million a year threshold like Stephen A. So give me the hottest take of the world. What happens between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks?
Well, I got a long way to go to get there. But, you know, I guess the what I would say to that is, you know, are we positive that April 15th is a drop dead deadline? I mean, what if, you know, what if the Seahawks feel like they're making good progress, or both sides feel like they're making good progress? Would Wilson, you know, on principle say, no, April 15th is it? What if they came to him in June with the offer that he's wanted all along? Would he, on principle, turn that down? So the first thing I would say is, you know, don't discount the possibility that something could happen beyond April 15th. And I just think that logic is going to prevail here, and both sides are going to get something done, and Wilson's going to get locked up. And at the very least, he'll be here for the next three seasons, including next season, then two franchise tags. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. And if I had to guess, I think he's going to get a contract done at some point this offseason.
There you go, man. Well on your way to $2 million a year, working your way up to Stephen A. Brady Henderson, ESPN.com, covering the Hawks at ESPN.com. Give a follow on Twitter at Brady Henderson. Brady, we appreciate the time. I know you're super busy, so thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, you bet, fellas. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.